At 6:06, it is fair and 68 degrees in Tulsa. We should climb to 85 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. PSO customers will see a 12 to 30% drop in their electric bills this summer. The utility Stan Whiteford says the lower cost of natural gas used in some of its generation plants is the reason for the decline.
Because those gas prices are low, our costs are low, and we pass our costs for fuel to generate electricity directly on customers. There is no profit at all.
He says despite the good pricing news, you should continue to conserve. Oklahoma Treasurer Ken Miller says revenue collections by the state continue to rise in spite of low crude and natural gas prices. Miller's office released its monthly gross receipts report for May yesterday. Miller says increases in state revenue are being driven primarily by income and sales taxes. The superintendent of the Tulsa Public Schools says a donation will be saving teachers' jobs in the district.
An anonymous donor step up and pledge to us 15 allocations. 15 allocations cost over $600,000.
Superintendent Keith Ballard says an additional 16 to 17 jobs will be saved by scrubbing the district's budget. 75 positions in all had to be eliminated because of state funding. A Tulsa airport-based business celebrates a milestone.
The business is on airport land, but has nothing to do with air transportation. Navistar IC builds buses, mostly school buses, at its Tulsa plant, and is celebrating the 100,000th bus manufactured here. Greg Hutchison is plant manager.
With 1,200 employees here at the site, with some other businesses in the surrounding communities that are here to support us, it's been a win-win, I think, for the Tulsa community as well as IC Bus.
The Tulsa facility was originally built to make B-24 bombers in World War II. IC built the first bus here in January 2001. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Indian Springs Country Club is sold. The property in South Broken Arrow went for $4 million at an auction yesterday afternoon. Two businessmen were the successful bidders. Now that the governor has signed a funding measure to repair the state's roads and bridges, the director of the Oklahoma Department of Transportation is ready to get to work. Gary Ridley says transportation is now a priority.
We can say without any hesitation that transportation is not underfunded in Oklahoma, that transportation is important to the state.
The measure would repair or replace all bridges in the state deemed unsafe by the year 2019. We will go in depth on this story coming up this morning at 7:35. Coming along with your City of Tulsa water bill will be the annual water quality report. The city's Bob Bledsoe says the report is required to be sent to residents by the federal government.
The Environmental Protection Agency requires communities to let their customers know, you know, if there's pollutants in the water or that sort of thing.
It will tell you that Tulsa's drinking water is safe and of high quality. A man is shot outside an East Tulsa bank. It happened yesterday morning at the Bank of America on 31st near Highway 169. Tulsa police say the man was talking to his ex-girlfriend when her current boyfriend pulled up. He pulled out a gun and shot the man in the leg. He and the woman then drove away. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain today and a high of 85. It'll be partly clear tonight, down to 65 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 83. National Weather Service radar shows a few showers down around the McAllister area. Nothing in our part of the state. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is fair and 68. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.